from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk more about the AFC. We alluded to it a little bit with who's the biggest threat, perhaps, to the Chiefs and everything. But it's that kind of time of the year where everybody starts to lay out how they see the AFC. We'll talk NFC a little bit later on, as we're 2 days away from kickoff for the Chiefs. And ultimately, on Friday's show, we'll be talking all Chiefs. So I figure now is a good time to talk about the divisional races a little bit in the AFC. All right, the AFC West, it's pretty simple, right? We don't need to spend too much time there on what's going to happen. The Chiefs are going to win the AFC West. I think this is a worse division this year than a year ago. I've mentioned a few times, including on that betting show, which will be released later on today on the Odyssey app and on Spotify and Apple, that they're going to sweep this division too.
You think they're going to go 6-0?
6-0. That's a bet that I placed before the season obviously started. And they did it in 2022. They've done it before. I know last year they lose on Christmas Day to the Raiders. They surprisingly lose to the Broncos. I think the Chiefs won or better, but also I think it's the worst division. You have a rookie in Bo Nix starting in Denver. You don't have any weapons for him. The Raiders are starting Gardner Minshew, who's good for like one impressive win or two a year. I don't think it'll be against the Chiefs. And the Chargers, brand new head coach, they cleared house a lot of that roster. To me, they're not
less
ready
talent
to compete. And Justin Herbert's got the plantar fascia in his foot that might flare up throughout the season.
I don't think it's out of the question, but I mean, we can eliminate the West pretty quick and get to the other AFC teams, because I think that this is more than any other division in the rest of football the most sure thing that exists in the division. I have more questions about every single NFC division, which we'll get to later in the show, including the NFC South, which is a division of who ineptitude, but someone's going to win it. But I can't tell you for sure it's the Falcons or the Bucks or the Saints. I can tell you it's not the Panthers, but that's about it, at least on that end. This to me is, if it's not, statistically, and I haven't looked up the odds for each division, it should be the single biggest favorite to win any division in the NFL. The Chiefs should be the biggest favorite because they are the most likely to do it. I don't care about their 0-3 preseason record or any of the other nonsense people want to get hung up on. The Chiefs are the best team, and they're the best team by a mile. So let's move to the South, a division that I think we might have different answers for, because the Jags should have been the favorite last year. The Texans managed to win it, and the Titans seem like they've put together a decent roster, and the Colts seem like they put together a decent roster. I still think it's the Texans. This might come down to my Trevor Lawrence hate. And I don't dislike the guy.
You definitely are a hater.
I just think he's pretty good. I don't think he's the godlike future quarterback that people pitched him to be coming into the league. And he certainly never turned into that. And so in the 1 year of CJ Stroud, I've been more impressed in that one single season than any other single season Trevor Lawrence has ever put together. And they went all the way in. They have the best defense in that conference. I think they might have the best quarterback, and they definitely have the best weapons. So I think it's them, not by a mile, but I definitely think it's them.
It went back and forth. I mean, the Texans heading into the season, you get why they're favorites. And you mentioned like what CJ Stroud did. The reason why you never saw Trevor Lawrence do that is because nobody's had a rookie season like CJ Stroud. We'll never know the answer on what Mahomes would have been like his rookie season. But CJ Stroud played his entire rookie season, and he put up numbers that no other quarterback has ever put up. So that's why we've never seen it, because that was the first time. I think they got the right coach in place. I love the Neil Hunter addition. I think Stephon Diggs, people have written off a little too quickly. I think that'll work out just fine for the 1 year that he's likely going to be there. Tank Dell is healthy. We remember what he was doing before the injury. So I think the Texans are my pick as well. The only team that I actually considered was not the Jags, the Colts. You know, I'm very high on the Colts this year. I think they also have pieces in place. The question there, why I couldn't pull the trigger on them actually being the top spot in that division, is Anthony Richardson we still have a lot of the same questions, don't we? I mean, he played a handful of games last year. He looked good, but what, he played in fewer than 9 games?
Yeah.
So that's my issue. We don't know enough about him yet for me to go ahead and say they're going to knock off the team that ended up winning it last year, but also a team that had a quarterback that put together historical season.
My problem with Indianapolis is the same reason I had problems with the Jags last year. No defense goes from the 28th ranked defense to 10th. They got problems. They can't play defense. I love their weapons, and if Anthony Richardson is the good, they'll definitely win some games with Pittman and A.D. Mitchell and a healthy Jonathan Taylor, no doubt. What, I mean, even if their defense takes a massive upswing, what are they, 16th? 17th? I just don't think it's enough to win the division. You're not going from 28th ranked defense to best defense in the NFL or top 5 defense. People try to talk me into that with the Jags defense last year, and I just don't see it. In the North, you've got...
That's the division right there, right? The AFC North. The Chiefs are playing that division this year, too. They'll play in Pittsburgh later on. They get Baltimore, as we know, to open it up. They get Cincy at Arrowhead in week 2. I mean, so there you go. I mean, you're getting it right out of the gate if you're the Chiefs. The Ravens are the favorites to win that division, understandably so. This is a Joe Burrow decision. That's what it is.
I was
man.
About to say, I'm waiting for you guys to make the picks.
Yeah,
I'll be
honest.
Guy.
It's not the Steelers, and Deshaun Watson stinks. He stinks. Well, yes. So it's not the Browns. They can have all the weapons in the world and the best defense in the AFC.
It's Baltimore for
stinks.
Me. Baltimore's going to win that division.
Okay, so far we're Texans, and we both agree Chiefs. We're 2 for 2. I can't believe this. This sounds lame. I also think it's the Ravens. I think the Ravens are the second best team in the AFC. I think it was fairly obvious they were that all of last season, and I am intrigued by a new look offense that includes Derrick Henry taking some of the running heat off of Lamar Jackson. That threat seems like it would work. I think Derrick Henry's got one of those body types that I don't worry so much as his body's grinding down. People are going to tell you, last year Derrick Henry didn't have a really good year. Derrick Henry actually had the exact same yards per carry after contact that he did in any point of his career across the board. You know what the difference was? Derrick Henry was getting hit 2 yards sooner than he was at any point in his career. The offensive line was bad. This situation is going to be better. And so I just think that Derrick Henry is going to have a little bit of a revitalization there. I think they're the second best team in the AFC, so I also think they're going to win the division.
You guys agreed 3 out of 3, but you're incorrect. You're only right 2 out of 3.
Is this the one? So you think Chiefs, you think Texans, but you're taking Cincy?
Yes, of course.
I'm not surprised by this one, but look, we've talked about the issue. It is banking on Joe Burrow staying healthy or not. If Joe Burrow stays healthy, then yeah, they got a great chance to win the AFC North. But it also might come down to, if you don't believe the Chiefs are starting 2-0, let's say, if they split, which one of those two teams is actually able to get the win against the Chiefs? So hopefully they go 2-0, but is it Baltimore that can maybe find a way to win at Arrowhead, or is it Cincinnati in week 2? If one of those teams can do it and the other can't, well, then that automatically also puts you in a great spot.
And ironically enough, the Ravens are hoping they can beat the Chiefs and then they beat the Bengals in week 2, and then the Bengals are hoping the Chiefs beat the Ravens in week 1, and then the Bengals can beat, because that, in terms of like division, in terms of seeding in the AFC, it's an ironic position where the Ravens will be playing against the Chiefs and then rooting for the Chiefs in the following week.
I mean, Jamar Chase, he playing? Huh?
Yes.
He just sitting around, watching practice.
He's in a t-shirt and shorts.
This conversation is
overblown.
No, because, okay.
It's not like Chris Jones last year, but we were asking whether play week 1.
Cody, it's not like Chris Jones. Going into the fourth season, you know how much money Tyreek Hill made going into his fourth season, like Jamar Chase? He made $990,000, and this was not, it wasn't a big deal.
Okay.
Justin Jefferson made like $1.5 or $2 million, I believe. Jamar Chase is going into the season making $1 million.
Your cheap in Cincy, man.
I know,
he doesn't
want to
pay anybody.
He still has 2 years left on his rookie deal. This wouldn't be a conversation.
If he wasn't great, he's great. He wants to be paid.
If it was Tyreek Hill who was tearing it up on the Chiefs at this time, Justin Jefferson was tearing it up on the Vikings at this time, and nobody was talking about it. Why it's annoying. You don't need to have the conversation.
Here's part of the issue with your argument. Tyreek Hill just made him rip up his contract and give him a new one because he's playing well. That's the new world order in the NFL. Well, if you're playing well enough to get paid, pay me.
No, the Bengals should pay him because the number's only going to get higher. So you might as well pay him now and just extend him past Well, it's already their rookie deal.
It's already too late a little bit because they waited. Even though he has 2 years left on his contract, Justin Jefferson already got taken care of, and Brandon Ayuk. Like they should have done this 3 months ago. But it's a trickier spot, admittedly, because of the fact that there's 2 years remaining on his contract. Do I think he's missing a bunch of games? No. Do I think he might miss week one? I think it's a real thing. Have you at least bumped your percentage up? Because a week ago you're like, there's no way he's sitting out week one. I think we had it like 50-50. I think there's like a 70% chance Jamar Chase is not playing against the Patriots.
Yeah, but I think it's like a 95% chance he plays week two. Sure. I don't think he's missing that game. I just think this might be the Chris Jones situation.
All right, so that's the East. Someone thinks Drew needed to use the dump button on himself.
We'll find out in a minute.
We'll get back to that.
I didn't say the word, but I started saying something and I stopped mid word.
That's what happens. We're on 96.5 The Fan and it's FM, man. Every little thing can be heard, you know?
Crystal clear. Mm-hmm. FM, you know? AFC East, last division. I want you to go first because I'm curious if we're going to have a clean sweep in the AFC.
I hope not. You know, last year I was actually high on the Jets. That ended 4 snaps into the season. Yeah. They did me no favors. My Aaron Rodgers MVP bet was over 4 snaps into the season. I'm not going back to the well on that. I think they're a playoff team. They're not winning the division. It's the Buffalo Bills. People have written them off way too early. They still have a top three, I think right now, the second best quarterback in the NFL in Josh Allen. And so people already are assuming that they're just going to fall off. I don't think that's the case. The Jets have to show me something throughout a season, that their quarterback can stay healthy, that offensive line is improved. I think it is, but it's wild card improved. I don't think they're winning the division, and I don't think the Dolphins are winning it. So the Buffalo Bills are my pick for the AFC East.
You might remember this time, you don't pick the Patriots to win the division.
I don't think Jacoby Brissett, who's starting week one, is going to lead them to a title.
You might remember this time last year, I told you it was the beginning of the end for Buffalo, as far as like they were going to need to reset their run. Not that they were just going to be out forever. Josh Allen's too good for them to just be eliminated from the playoffs. I just didn't think they were going to continue their run of winning the division forever. I did still pick them to win the division last year because I thought they still had one last gasp in them, which is what last year was to win the division consecutively. Miami is my pick to win the AFC East. I also don't think it's the Jets. I wasn't a believer in them last year, so I'm certainly not buying in this year. Miami had the division, and they faded in December. Fundamentally, their offense is just as good as it was last year on paper. They should be more comfortable with each other, with a lot of the same weapons and a still dominant running game. Defense gives me real questions. I think it's probably a difference between a tiebreaker or one game. I think it's neck and neck to the end this year. I just think Miami gets the one game advantage instead of Buffalo.
I had to look it up as you were saying that. You mentioned how they fell off, which they did. They
fell off at the end of the year.
Do you know what their final two games are this year, the Dolphins?
Is it Bills?
Didn't know until I looked it up.
No, I don't know.
On the road in Cleveland. Yeah, it'll be 80 degrees there, I'm sure.
-4.
On the road against the Jets. I'm sure it won't be cold there either on January 5th.
Will Rodgers still even be playing by then?
Well, maybe not. I'm just saying, if those games matter, they might want to figure that whole thing out if they're going to blame the weather every time that they lost.
It'll be interesting, too, because last year they beat everybody who they were supposed to beat, and then they played a good team, and they just laid over, and they couldn't get the job done. I mean, they play the 49ers, they play the Buffalo Bills, they play the Rams, they play the division, they play the Browns. I mean, they're playing against really good defenses. They play the Jets, obviously. They play the Packers. I mean, they play good teams. It'll be interesting to see, does the narrative change, or do they up the ante the way that they couldn't last year against the really good teams?
Because I have no doubts they're going to look great early on. We've gone through this for two straight years. McDaniel just got a new contract. And in September, they're flying high. They're scoring more points than everybody when it's nice and warm. Like I have no doubt that by even up till October 10th, we're going to be saying, man, the Dolphins look pretty good.
They're going to look good again.
They've done that two straight years.
It'll be Achane with 280-yard runs in back-to-back
weeks. Tyreek Hill will be pacing for 1,700 yards a month into the season. Like all that is true, I'm sure.
I think the biggest problem is that while Josh Allen, I agree with you, is the second-best quarterback in the NFL, the intrusive thought stuff with bad wide receivers, mediocre wide receivers with MVS as your two, I don't think that's a good combo. I think they're just going to fall back enough to lose this division by a game. I still think they're a playoff team. I just think they're going to lose the division. That's
so you have the Bills gold, and you have who, Cody?
Miami.
I have the Jets.
So then who are your wild card teams? We don't have to spend as much time on these. I have the Jets. I have the Bengals.
Well, I didn't do those. I thought we were just talking
Colts.
AFC.
Oh, sorry. Filled out the whole playoff field. My bad. Jets, Bengals, Colts. Jets, Bengals, Colts are my wild card teams.
Okay, so Bills are one of mine. Bengals, I also think, will make the postseason, so that's two.
I have the Dolphins out.
I'm sure as hell not choosing I'll take Jags. I'll figure sink into a third playoff spot. That'd probably be my third.
You were thinking about taking the Browns, weren't you?
No.
Okay.
You think I'm anti some other quarterbacks? I think I've made it very clear on this show how good of a quarterback I think Deshaun Watson is. As bad of a person as he is, he's a worse quarterback somehow.
I don't know. He's awful at both. I don't know if that's possible. But anyway.
you want James Winston to play. I've got the Bills, the Ravens in the wild card, and then the Jaguars also in the wild card. So I think the Dolphins miss, the Colts miss, the everybody else in the West miss.
I thought Drew was going to try to convince us that his guy, Bo Nix, somehow in the Broncos with Sean Payton.
No, I actually have the Chargers finishing ahead of the Broncos, believe it or not.
How many wins, though?
It's not that crazy.
Oh, it's going to be one of those like 9-8. Okay.
The
Chargers are going to win. I think they'll win 9 games as long as Herbert's fine. They'll win 9 games, but they're not going to make the playoffs. I don't think it makes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.